Bibles, turn to, yes, John chapter 9.
Oh, I know.
We have crossed the threshold into John 9. As a preacher, somewhat inept preacher, where I don't write my sermons on napkins. It is very laborious to for someone of my mental capacity to prepare. And so traditionally, Sunday morning is kind of high stress. Monday morning, just the opposite. Until that family school. And now I am dreading tomorrow morning. Amen. John chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Father, we thank you one more time. Come together, and just a great place to be this morning. Think of our sister and brother churches all around the country and the globe this morning that are lifting up the name of Jesus. In spite of the opposition, in spite of the adversaries, we just keep praising your name. Pray it help us get this to the points that would help us this morning to be more for you, that we might do something with it. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We got a nice contrast coming off of chapter 8 with those Pharisees that Jesus was contending with. And in chapter 8, the religious crowd, they had physical sight, but they couldn't see spiritually, all right? These were the religious leaders tasked with the spiritual health of the nation. And Isaiah would describe them, he would say, his watchmen are blind. Now that's pretty ironic to have a blind watchman. Jesus would say to the Pharisees that they be blind leaders of the blind. He called them blind guides, fools and blind, and thou blind Pharisee. They see Jesus with their eyes, but they go away spiritually blind. Having eyes, he said, you see not. But in chapter 9, you have this blind man that can't see Jesus, but he goes his way seeing. So there's lots of good contrast in here. Chapter 8, the light of Christ exposes the darkness. Chapter 9, the light of Christ gives sight. And so that's your choice, what you want to do with that. Chapter 8, light rejected confirms the blindness of the religious. Chapter 9, light received gives more light. We'll get to that as the weeks go on. Chapter 8, the meek and mild, lowly Galilean said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and by the time the chapter was done, in verse 59, they picked up stones from the ground to stone him. Whereas in chapter 9, the son of the Creator, he stoops down for the clay, that same dirt, to heal a blind man. In chapter 8, Christ is in the temple. He's called